Back all those years ago when I wrote Zen Connection with Horses, I wrote that adding pressure to fear and confusion, making or forcing a horse to do something, no matter what pretty words you dress that up in, lost your leadership. You know, back in those days, we were making a big deal about leadership. In fact, it's so much bigger than a leadership issue. Adding pressure to fear and confusion, making or forcing a horse to do something, causes resistance and tension in your horse, which is still there even if they are doing what you want. And even if that tension is not yet reflected in health issues, notice the word yet, it will be very likely getting in the way of what you're looking for from your horse, especially if you're looking for really beautiful stuff. Think of all those lovely things that we want from our horse: confidence, softness, responsiveness, calmness, willingness, cooperation. Think about it. You can't get any of those things by force. You can't get any of those things by any degree of making them wrong. You can't get those things by any degree of pulling or pushing, or by any degree of kicking or using spurs to drive them on, or by any degree of using flags to scare them with or sticks to smack them with. You can't get any of those beautiful things that we're looking for with any degree of force or make, and especially not with gadgets that are designed to force a horse to do something either. You can make a horse comply with what you want. You can make a horse do it with make or force or gadgets, but you can't make them like it. And you can't make them willing like that. And you can't make them happy like that. You can't make a horse be calm. You can't make a horse be confident. You can't make a horse be soft. I've seen a lot of people try, but it's always lacking. You can't make a horse willing to do what you want. Again, they can do it. They can do what you want. But is the way that they're doing it what you want? So how the heck can we get these 400 to 600 kilo animals to give us the beautiful, happy, expressive stuff that I'm looking for? I'm glad you asked. You can get that beautiful stuff with your horse by being the change that you want your horse to be. Be the change that you want your horse to be. This is a powerful and far-reaching concept. When we want our horse to have more confidence, then we simply address every cause of fear or anxiety in ourselves. The first layer of be the change that we want to see in our horse is easy. It's our feel at work. For example, when we feel fear or anxiety or tension, that is our horses, then we figure out what we need to know or do about that to support them. We take action on it and our anxiety and tension's gone. The practical result of our communication systems flowing is that by taking action for our horse, we feel good again. And in this way, we're helping our horse to feel the confidence that we would like them to have. So, can you see how, by using our feel, we are being the change that we want the horse to be? The second spiritual layer is just as big, or maybe even bigger. Using the same example, when we feel fear or anxiety or tension that's ours, our own warning signal about our own safety, and when we take action on that to be and feel safe, then that's what we're communicating to our horse. Our own confidence is what we're energetically and subliminally communicating to our horse. So when we're confident, when we are truly aware and authentically confident in that awareness, then our horse can take their cue from us with confidence. This is the real leadership stuff here. And authenticity is the key. Horses are masters of feel. We can't push fear down, suppress it, or pretend that we're not afraid or anxious and have our horse follow our leadership. When we do all those things, they can feel it anyway. Why would a horse want to do something that is causing tension or anxiety in the human? When we ignore our anxiety about something, for example, then the anxiety itself and the tension that comes from that is what we're actually communicating to our horse. And then we expect them to do it. Why would they? Authenticity means being willing to be open, willing to be aware of our feelings, willing to be guided by them, listening to them, and using them as the communication system that they are. We can't make our horse be confident or calm or soft or willingly responsive, but we can be all those things ourselves. When our horse is at peace in themselves, when they feel safe with us because we're consistently listening to them, when they feel safe enough to be listening to what we're doing in our body, then they will release the tension of that resistance in their own bodies. I've seen it happen consistently. You want self-carriage in your horse? Then embody self-carriage in yourself. Clean up the nooks and crannies of poor posture that are in the way of your own self-carriage. Get it for yourself first and allow your horse to mirror that. You want collection from your horse? Then find the ability for your own body to collect and, wow, feel the change in your horse. You want your horse to pay more attention to you? Then you pay more attention to the connection to them. Can it really be that simple? The answer's yes, a big resounding yes. For an extra dose of contentment and happiness outside of horses, you might like to notice how being the change that you wish to see in someone else might apply in other areas of your life too. And I look forward to your feedback around that.